All right, so are you ready to like ditch all the AI hype
I am.
and really get into the nitty-gritty
Yeah.
of how businesses are actually using AI?
The real world stuff.
Yeah, the real-world stuff happening right now.
Absolutely.
So forget like the crazy headlines.
Right.
We're going to look at the practical strategies
The
that
strategies.
companies are actually putting into action.
Yeah.
And something that we found really interesting
Yes.
is that there seem to be two distinct approaches emerging.
Yeah.
Almost like these contrasting philosophies.
Yeah, like almost like that hedgehog and the fox idea.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me the rundown.
Okay.
Hedgehog versus fox when it comes to AI, what is that?
Well, the hedgehog is, true to its nature. They go all in on
Right.
one big AI idea.
Okay.
They're laser focused and they're pushing that one concept forward with everything they've got. The fox, on the other hand, is a little bit more adaptable, weaving AI into, lots of different areas of their business, getting kind of like steady incremental
Okay.
improvements across the board.
Okay, I can already see
Yeah.
like the boardroom,
Right.
showdowns happening with these different approaches. So which companies are out there
Well,
rocking these strategies? Give me some names.
for a prime example of the hedgehog approach, let's look at Klarna,
Okay.
the Swedish fintech company.
Yeah, I've heard of Klarna.
Yeah, they're making some seriously bold moves, aiming to actually reduce their workforce
Wow.
by a whopping 50% through AI integration.
50%, that's a huge commitment.
Well,
So what is the driving force behind such a dramatic shift?
Klarna is all about efficiency and automation.
Okay.
They see AI as the key to streamlining their operations and staying ahead of the curve. And they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
Okay.
Their AI-powered virtual assistant already handles two-thirds of their customer service chats.
Wow, so you're saying if I'm on Klarna, two-thirds of the time I'm talking to a bot.
You're probably talking to a bot and you probably don't even know it.
And it's working.
It is.
That's incredible. Think about all the resources that frees
I
up.
know, right? It's pretty amazing.
So it's not just like a basic chatbot, though, right?
No. This is sophisticated natural language processing. This AI can understand and respond to customer queries in a way that is incredibly human-like.
Wow.
It means that then their human agents can focus on the more,
Yeah.
complex and nuanced issues that require a personal touch.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So AI is taking care of the routine stuff. Humans are there for the tricky situations.
Yeah.
What else is Klarna doing on the AI front?
Well, they've also developed Kiki,
Kiki.
which is an internal AI tool that answers over 2,000 employee questions daily. Think of it as like an AI-powered HR guru.
Hold on, 2,000 questions a day.
A day.
That's like having a super efficient assistant who never sleeps.
Right? It's amazing.
G sounds like the MVP of Klarna.
Yeah, the most valuable player for sure.
But all of these AI initiatives aren't just about like saving time and boosting productivity.
Yeah.
There's got to be like a financial incentive here, right?
Yeah, Klarna is projected to save over $40 million annually through these investments.
Wow. Okay, so there's a clear financial incentive,
Yeah.
but let's be real, going all in on AI like this
Yeah.
has got to come with some risks, right?
Absolutely. The hedgehog approach is not for the faint of heart.
Right.
There's always the possibility that the technology won't live up to the hype
Yeah.
or that unforeseen challenges will arise. Putting all your eggs in one AI basket can be risky.
Yeah, a high-stakes gamble.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Klarna is confident that this bold strategy is going to pay off.
They are. And, I think that that's a really interesting point because now let's contrast that with a company taking a different route,
Okay.
the Fox approach.
All right, I'm ready for a change of pace.
Yeah.
Who are we looking at now?
Let's head over to a retail giant.
Okay.
We all know Walmart. They're known for being incredibly data-driven
Yeah.
and operationally
For
efficient.
sure.
And their AI strategy reflects that.
Okay, so we're not talking about
Yeah.
robots taking over the aisles just yet.
Not quite. Walmart is all about strategic integration.
Okay.
They're using AI to enhance their existing systems,
Okay.
not replace them entirely.
Got it.
Think of it as weaving AI into the fabric of their operations
Yeah.
to make things run smoother and smarter.
So how does that play out like in a real world setting?
Okay.
Like, let's say my last online shopping spree.
Okay, so remember that search bar? You used to find exactly what you were looking for on their website
Yeah.
that's powered by AI.
Really?
They're using machine learning algorithms to understand your search intent
Mm-hmm.
and deliver the most relevant results.
So AI is making sure I don't get lost in a sea of products.
Exactly.
That's super helpful, especially with how much stuff they sell.
A lot of stuff, right?
So what other ways are they using AI?
Well, inventory management is another key area. You know, Walmart is using AI to optimize their supply chain.
Makes sense.
Making sure the right products are in the right place at the right time.
Right.
This reduces waste,
yeah.
Minimizes stockouts, and yeah. Keeps those shelves stocked with everything you need.
Efficiency. But it yeah. Sounds like they're taking it a step further than just like the basics.
They've developed their own proprietary AI tools to address specific challenges.
Okay.
One example is Wallaby.
Wallaby.
It's an AI-powered system designed to optimize delivery routes.
Wallaby. That's an interesting name. What does this Wallaby do?
Well, Wallaby analyzes a massive amount of data, including real-time traffic patterns, weather conditions, historical delivery data. It uses all this information to generate the most efficient routes for their delivery drivers.
So it's like a super smart GPS, but for deliveries.
Uh-huh. Taking all the guesswork out of finding the best route.
I love that.
Yeah.
And this is where I think that Fox approach really shines.
Yeah.
They're not trying to replace their delivery drivers with self-driving trucks.
Right.
They're empowering their employees with AI insights.
Exactly.
That help them do their jobs more efficiently.
That's the key.
I love that it's about humans and AI working together.
Yeah.
Not one replacing the other.
That's right.
And it sounds like this approach is paying off for Walmart.
It is. Last year alone, Wallaby helped Walmart avoid a staggering 30 million unnecessary miles driven.
Wow.
That's a huge win.
That's huge.
For both their bottom line and the environment.
So that's a really powerful example of how like these small strategic AI integrations can add up to significant results.
Yeah.
It's completely different from Klarna's hedgehog strategy.
Right.
But it seems to be working just as well.
Exactly. And that raises a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Which strategy is better?
Right.
The hedgehog's bold leap or the fox's steady progress?
Uh-huh. So we've got Klarna, the daring hedgehog, going all in on AI. And then we've got Walmart, the strategic fox, weaving AI into the fabric of their business.
Yeah.
Two very different approaches.
Being different.
Both with their own advantages and challenges.
Yeah.
It's not about one being superior to the other.
Right.
It's about finding the right fit.
Right.
So how do you choose the right approach for your company?
That's where things get really interesting. And that's what we'll explore next.
Yeah. So we've got these two distinct AI strategies, the bold hedgehog versus the methodical fox.
Uh-huh.
But how does a company actually decide which path to take? It can't be a one-size-fits-all situation, right?
No, you're absolutely right. Choosing the right AI approach is kind of like selecting the right tool for the job. You know,
okay.
A hammer is great for nails,
right?
But not so much for screws.
I get the analogy.
Yeah.
So what are some of the factors that come into play when choosing between a hedgehog and a fox strategy?
Well, one key factor is the company's size and structure.
Okay.
You know, a nimble startup looking to disrupt an industry might be more inclined towards a hedgehog approach.
Makes sense.
You know, they need to move fast, take risks,
and
make a big splash.
They've got the nothing to lose energy.
Exactly. Speed and agility are paramount.
So what about a company like Walmart, though, with its massive operations, established market position? Would they ever go full hedgehog?
It's less likely.
Okay.
You know, a large, well-established company like Walmart generally benefits from a more measured fox strategy.
Okay.
They need to minimize disruption, ensure stability, and integrate AI in a way that enhances their existing processes rather than overhauling them entirely.
So it's about carefully weaving AI into the fabric of their business, not ripping out the whole cloth and starting over.
Exactly.
But isn't it about more than just company size? What about a company's appetite for risk?
Yeah. Risk tolerance is a huge factor.
Okay.
Some companies are comfortable making bold moves, embracing potentially large-scale disruption.
Yeah.
They see risk as an opportunity for innovation and growth.
Right.
Others prefer a more cautious step-by-step approach.
Okay.
Carefully evaluating each move before diving in headfirst.
So there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's all about finding the right fit for your company's culture.
Yeah.
And their comfort level with risk.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The pace of AI development is accelerating like crazy.
It's moving so fast.
So what if a company chooses the slow and steady fox approach?
Right.
But then the whole AI landscape shifts beneath them.
Yeah, that's what's been on my mind. What if you're going too slow and then things just change so fast?
Right. It's a valid concern. It feels like we're on the verge of a major tipping point, a bit like what we saw with electric cars.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how they seemed like a niche technology for years, and then suddenly they were everywhere?
It happened so fast.
I know.
One day it was all gas guzzlers. The next, everyone's talking about Teslas.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. AI could follow a similar trajectory.
Okay, so what seems like a gradual adoption now could explode in the coming years.
Yeah, we could see AI applications and tools becoming mainstream much faster than we expect.
So how can companies, whether they're hedgehogs or foxes, prepare for this potential AI earthquake?
Yeah.
What can they do right now to get ready?
One crucial step is to foster a culture of AI experimentation within the company.
Okay.
Encourage employees at all levels to explore AI tools, brainstorm new applications, and share their ideas openly.
I love that.
Make it safe to tinker, to play around, to learn from both successes and failures.
Create an environment where people aren't afraid to try new things, maybe even break a few things along the way.
Exactly.
It's about curiosity and exploration, not just implementation.
Yeah, you could even host internal hackathons focused on AI challenges, or create dedicated online forums where employees can share their AI discoveries and ask questions. It's about sparking that enthusiasm and turning AI from something intimidating into something exciting.
It's like turning learning into a game.
Exactly.
I'm guessing experimentation alone, though, isn't enough to navigate this rapidly evolving AI world.
You're right. Companies also need strategic guidance.
Right.
It's essential to have a dedicated AI team or lab to steer the ship and translate all these advancements into practical business solutions.
So it's like having a group of in-house experts who can identify the most promising AI applications, create a roadmap for implementation, and ensure that everything aligns with the company's overall goals.
Precisely.
It sounds like a crucial role, especially with AI becoming more integrated into every aspect of business.
Yeah, but what about companies that might not have the resources to assemble a full-blown AI dream team?
Yeah, that's a great point.
For companies that might not have the in-house expertise or the bandwidth to build a dedicated AI team, there's always the option of strategic outsourcing.
That makes sense. Sometimes it's more efficient to bring in experts who can bring specialized knowledge and experience to the table.
Yeah, they can hit the ground running without a steep learning curve.
But how do you choose the right AI partner? It seems like a minefield out there.
Yeah, choosing an AI partner is a big decision. Trust and transparency are paramount.
Okay.
You want a partner who truly understands your business needs, is upfront about the capabilities and limitations of their AI solutions, and is committed to working collaboratively with you to achieve your goals.
It's like any successful partnership. It's built on open communication, shared goals, and a genuine desire to work together to achieve something great.
Absolutely. And when it comes to AI, seamless integration with your existing systems is also crucial.
Right.
You don't want to end up with a bunch of disconnected AI tools that create more problems than they solve.
That defeats the whole purpose of using AI to streamline operations.
Right.
So the AI tools need to work harmoniously with existing systems.
Exactly. It's about finding solutions that enhance and optimize your existing workflows, not disrupt them unnecessarily.
Right.
It all comes back to that idea of augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them entirely.
And that's a crucial point that we keep coming back to. It's not about humans versus machines, but about humans and machines working together to achieve incredible things.
Precisely, AI should be seen as a tool that empowers employees to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
It's about freeing up human potential to focus on tasks that require creativity, critical thinking, and complex problem solving.
It's about leveraging the best of both worlds. The analytical power and efficiency of AI, combined with the ingenuity, empathy, and adaptability of humans as we enter this brave new world of AI. Certain human skills are going to become even more valuable, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about skills like creativity, empathy, critical thinking, problem solving, those uniquely human qualities that AI can't replicate. These are the skills that will set us apart in a world increasingly shaped by AI.
It's about embracing those skills that make us uniquely human. The ability to connect with others on an emotional level, to think outside the box, to adapt to change, and to learn continuously. These skills will be essential in the age of AI.
It's not just about keeping up with the machines. It's about leading the way with the very things that make us human.
And it's all incredibly exciting. But I have to admit, it's also a little daunting to think about how much things could change.
I know.
The AI landscape is evolving so rapidly.
Yeah.
And it can feel overwhelming to keep up.
It's true. The pace of change can feel dizzying.
Yeah.
But that's exactly why we're having this conversation, to help our listeners navigate this complex terrain.
Yeah.
And to shed light on what really matters in the age of AI.
Yeah. It can feel like drinking from a fire hose sometimes. Right?
Give.
All this information about AI coming at us so fast.
Yeah. But remember that analogy we talked about?
The one about electric cars?
Yeah, how that adoption can suddenly accelerate.
Are you saying AI could be on the verge of a similar boom?
I think so.
Wow.
What seems like a gradual adoption of AI in various industries could explode
okay.
in the coming years.
So the question for our listeners is this. How are you preparing for this coming wave of AI adoption? Both personally and professionally.
Are you embracing curiosity? Are you experimenting with new AI tools, exploring their potential in your work? And most importantly, are you focusing on developing those uniquely human skills that will become even more valuable in the future?
Those skills that AI can't replicate. Creativity, empathy, critical thinking, complex problem solving. It's about being adaptable, being a lifelong learner, and being willing to embrace the unknown.
The future belongs to those who are ready for it, those who aren't afraid to adapt, to learn, and to evolve alongside these incredible advancements.
Well said. It's been a fascinating deep dive, as always. I feel like I have a much clearer understanding of how AI is being used in the real world.
Yeah.
And what it might mean for the future.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you. Remember, this is just the beginning of the AI revolution. There's so much more to discover and explore.
And that's the exciting part. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. We'll see you next time.